Okay, Tov, everyone, we are on the bottom of page 14, moving on to page 15 today. We're at the Siman Kuf Chav Ches Sif Lamed Gimel. We are talking about the Kohanim who are puzzled, the Duchen or Nala, the Duchen we already talked about last time. What these people have to do when during Berakos, they have to go out, they do not have to go out. That we discussed last time, and different distracting types of problems with Berakos Kohanim. Sif Lamed Gimel gets into another din. Misha Eina Yodea Lachtoch Osios. A Kohen who does not know how to pronounce the letters correctly. Kigon, Shomer Alfin Einin, Lainin Alfin. He does not, Ukiyotzeven, who does not know how to make a difference between an Aleph and an Ayin. Yes, there is a difference between an Aleph and an Ayin. If they don't know the difference between an Aleph and an Ayin and an Aleph, Lo Yisa Es Kapa Vishinatu Big Bing Berkas Kwanim, the Mishnah Berurah brings down over here. In Sikkotin Kuv Chav, Vuat Mishikor Lechesin Hain. Also, if he does not make a difference between a Ches and a Hay, or Shikor Lechibolet, Sibolet, or Shin and Sin. Okay, im kol bnei iru, says the Mishnah Berurah, and this is where we get to the Heter nowadays. Im kol bnei iru korin kach, if all the bnei iru does not make a chiluk between ayins and aleves. I mean, many people have the same problem. Okay, kol bnei iru korin kach mutalisa kapav shambotu makam. You're allowed to go ahead and do birkas kwanim in that place. Umitamze katva chorim, because of this, the chorim write, this manenu shirov bnei amenu ein yodin laavchi min avaras ha'ayin ve'aleves is not just a modern problem. They were already having this problem before, and they didn't know how to make a big chiluk between an ayin and an aleph. It sounded exactly the same. Meila mutar lisa kapav. Therefore, it is mutar to do nesias kapayim, even though an ayin is much more guttural sound than an aleph, and there is supposed to be a chiluk, and one should try and working on having a little chiluk between an aleph and an ayin. Nevertheless, we would not pass the kohanim from duchnim because it doesn't sound strange. It's not gonna be weird if he goes ahead and says it incorrectly. Okay, so therefore, that's going to be the heter wide nowadays, even though many Kohanim don't know how to make a difference. In Aleph and Ayin, they could still go ahead and duch. The Halacha Berurah over here talks about, what about someone who stutters? Could someone who stutters do Birkas Kohanim? So it probably depends on the level of stuttering. If it's just a minor stutter that you can't even hear the difference, then Lechora, it's not going to be a problem. If someone has a major stutter, Halacha Berurah brings down that they should not do Birkas Kohanim, they should not do Birkas, unless they're, once again, like we learned before, if they're Dash B'iro, it's going to be distracting. If he's stuttering, what's up? People are going to be focusing on that and not on the Birkas Kohanim. And therefore, he writes over there, if he's Dash B'iro, people are normal to know this guy, and they know that he stutters and not going to be distracting for them, then he would be allowed to go ahead and stutter. Once again, we're probably only talking about a major stutter, not a minor one. Lamed Dalet. Okay, we already talked about Katan once before. We talked about a Katan is not, say, if a Katan goes up with a Gadol, then we do not call Kohanim. Just one Gadol, one Katan, you don't say Kohanim, because the Katan is not really doing Berakos Kohanim. It's just Mitam Mitzvah Shechinah. Okay, now, here's the din. Does he really do Berakos Kohanim or not? Says the Mechaber over here, Lamed Aleph. Katan Shelo Hevi Shtei Saros, a Katan who is not considered a Gadol, he does not have Shtei Saros yet. Eina no says Kapab if they Atzmo Klal. He is not allowed to do Berakos Kohanim by himself. Okay, if he is the only Kohen in the shul, you do not do Birkas Kohanim, says the Mechaber. Avim Kohanim, Shem Gedolim, no say. But if there's other Gedolim Kohanim that are doing the Seis Kapayim, then the Katan goes up also. Lil Modul Yischanich, he should go up to learn at the Mischanich, like all other mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah chinuch, so to over here by Birkas Kohanim is going to be a mitzvah chinuch for this child to go ahead and learn. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Siv Katan Kuvkav Chav Gimel, Itam Zer Rishai Levarech Gamkein, he's allowed to make the bracha. Also, like other mitzvahs of chinuch, when you put on tefillin before you wear a mitzvah, you make a bracha on the tefillin. When you light Neres Chanukah, you make a bracha on Neres Chanukah, even though it's mitam chinuch. Says over here, okay, the chinuch zayinu kishar zmani chinuch. However, the chinuch for this is not like other zmani chinuch. Shukvar chamesh kvar sheis. Many other mitzvahs already when he's 5, 6. Kiim b'shiyodei lisak kapav kimanehiyah kohanim. Unless he knows, it should be at the point where he knows how to do birkas kohanim like the regular way, like other kohanim do. I don't know, for some of you guys over here, maybe they, even after the bar mitzvah, don't know how to do it correctly. But it's still, nevertheless, you, as really, this mitzvah starts when he can do birkas. So he can do nesias kapayim, he can spread his fingers, and he knows when to say the words, v'chule, I should do it appropriately. And it's unclear over here, and I believe that's what Marina Rabbeinu Rav Nevinzal is asking in the new Rav Nevinzal Mishnah Berurah. He basically asks over here, what's going on? It's like every other mitzvah. Mr. Bruce seems like this mitzvah is different. All mitzvahs are like this. All mitzvahs, when the child is prepared to do the mitzvah correctly, that's when the mitzvah stops. It starts. It's not ben chamesh ben sheish. It happens to be a lot of mitzvahs. Might be when he's 5, 6. But it generally wait to the point where they could do the mitzvah correctly. So the same thing over here. As soon as he can do the mitzvah correctly and do Berakos Kohanim correctly, then he goes up to the duchen with his father or whoever other Kohanim are there, and he does Berakos Kohanim. Okay, fine. Moving on over here. Umishavi Shtei Saris. He's gotten past the age of Chinuch. He's now reached the age where he got Shtei Saris. No says Kapov Bifnei Atzo. He can do this Tias Kapayim even by himself. Okay, same thing. The Mishnah Berurah is going to be bring down, even if he is not, he's reached the age of Bar Mitzvah. So then we have the Chazaka Deraba. Chazaka Deraba tells us in Kufchav Gimel, I believe, in Kufchav Aleph. Okay, Kufchav Aleph. He says, Minasa ben Yud Gimel Shana. V'yomecha, v'zari Bar Mitzvah. Talina Lina Zesh, Mistama Yivi Shtei Saras. We have a Chazaka Deraba that he has already brought Shtei Saras. At that point, he can go ahead and do Birkas Kohanim even by himself. However, the Mechaber explains this stuff. He says over here, Umiyu. Dafka ba'akrai ba'alma, if he's just exactly bar mitzvah, so he could only be a temporary kohen if he's the only one around. He shouldn't be the same. B'kfias, it shouldn't be a kavua thing that he is the only kohen in shul, b'kfias. Because it's not covered for the tzibur ad sheet mali zekano until he has a full beard, or he's able to grow a full beard. Sha'az yochel lisa kapa v'filo yechid b'akeva. Once he's able to grow a full beard, then he is allowed to do it even b'yechidus, even b'kfias. The goal shegil l'shoim shiroi v'smal is the kano. If he gets to the age where he should have a full beard, afal pishalo nismal l'karin vei, nismal is the kano. Even though he has cannot grow a beard, we consider him as if he could grow a beard, and therefore he can go ahead and be the kavua v'katz kohanim. Now, so there's a couple of different levels over here. Before a bar mitzvah, before shtei saros, so he only goes with tam chinuch, he can't go up by himself like we learned. At bar mitzvah, okay? So he's allowed to do nesias kapayim even by himself, kavachomer with other kohanim, and he would call kohanim. But, nevertheless, he shouldn't be the kohen b'kvias by himself. Okay? If he's the only kohen that this minion, they should do something. Find another kohen or something that could do a birkas kohanim. Whether he should not become the kavua birkas kohanim. However, once he reaches age 20, okay, let's get to 20, where it's a gil that you should have a full beard to grow a full beard at. Even if he can't grow a full beard, then he could go ahead and be the kavua. Go ahead and be the kavua birkas kohanim. Okay, the Mishnah Berurah points out in Sipkadim Kuchav Hey Ubminasei Nashi Nosin Kapayim Al BeYontif in Chutzlitz where they only do Nasias Kapayim on Yontif. Motor Lisa Kapa B'chol Regel. He could go ahead and do Nasias Kapayim every Regel. Afilu Bifnei Atzel even by himself. Kadele Achzukin Ashe Mikahani Lo Mikrizel B'Kray. That's considered a cry, even though it's the only time they do Birkas Kohanim. Only here in Eretz Yisrael they do Birkas Kohanim every day. Then he could become a Kohen Kavua, and that would be a problem with the Kata with the Bar Mitzvah boy. In Chutzlitz he's allowed to go ahead and do it. Generally, there's lots of Kohanim at Anyantiv because everyone comes to Shul and B'chuli. Fine. Lamin Hey. Now we get to a Kohen that kills someone. A Kohen that kills someone is brought down in the bow scheme that he is not allowed to do Birkas Kohanim, as the Mishnah Berurah brings down over here, Dichtiv, Ubiparshechem, Parshechem, Kapechem, Ali Meinechem, Kem, Yedechem, Domim, Maleu. On this pasuk, they learn that a Kohen is not allowed to duch, because his hands are full of blood, that's also, those same hands should not be the hands that are blessing Klal Yisrael. Therefore, says the Mechaber, Kohen Shaharig as a Nefesh, Afilu b'shogeg, even if it's done by accident. Okay, it's not b'meis. It's b'shogeg. Lo yisa es kapav afilu asa tshuva. He's not allowed to do Birkas Kohanim, even if he does tshuva afterwards, his hands are full of blood, and he's not allowed to do Birkas Kohanim. That's the shita of the Mechaber over here. Even if he does tshuva, even if it was b'shogeg, I mean, tartu l'tivusa, he did it by accident, and he did tshuva for it. Nevertheless, he is done with Birkas Kohanim, b'shogeg neshitas Mechaber. The Ramah disagrees. He goes with other Rishonim that say the following. If he has done tshuva, he has could do nisiyas kapayim. Okay? This is the minig, and he says the reason why he followed these Rishonim is because we don't want to lock the door before Bali tshuva. He did tshuva before he did, and therefore we want to embrace the tshuva, and therefore we allow him to go ahead and go do a Birkas Kohanim. We don't just make up the din. It's a machlokas Rishonim. We paskin l'kula in order to try and embrace the Bali tshuva in order to bring them back as much as possible. What does the Mirumah not explain over here? What does tshuva help for? Is it only if he kills b'shogeg? Or is it even b'mezid? Okay, is it only b'shogeg? Or is it just b'shogeg? Or even b'mezid? Says the Mishnah Berurah over here in Sivkotin Kuvchachas. Sorry. Excuse me, Sivkotin Kuvchachas. Start with Kuflamid. V'yesh omim de'im. Hainu afilu k'sha'avr b'meizid. He brings down first that Stan the Ramah is so same because he holds that even b'meizid, you could go ahead and accept his tshuva and then gedu b'gras kohanim. And he says, v'achi nog. Okay, and that would be the minute according to the Ramah that even b'meizid we would accept it. However, brought down over the Mishnah Berurah, he couldn't kuflamid aleph. Also, in the Beralacha explains this further, there are achronim, even though we'll accept the Balik Bal Tshuva, that's only if he kills Bishogeg. If he killed Bemezid, even if he didn't Tshuva, we are not going to go ahead and accept the Tshuva over here in order of going back and doing Birkas Kwanim. And this is how Moreno Rabbeinu Aranansa also passed in the Lach Lamaisa, that a coin that kills Bemezid, even if he does Tshuva, he would not allow to do Birkas Kwanim. If it was done Bishogeg, then he would not be allowed, then he, if he did, if he killed the Shogeg, and he did tshuva, we would allow him to do Birkas Kohanim, unlike the Mechaber who holds that tshuva is not going to help, even if he kills the Shogeg. Now, on that, look at Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nevin Sal in the Masla Kohen Shaharik. Now, you can understand, he says like this, Kohen Shaharik Nefesh Betunat Drachim, which is maybe the most common example of Chatz Shalom, someone can kill someone nowadays, someone runs someone over, or he gets, you know, a bad car accident and kills someone in a car accident, Chatz Shalom, Lifomim Zekar of Lamezi. And the person, I would say, obviously, Shogeg, he wasn't intentionally running someone over. Nevertheless, says Rav Nevin Sal, that sometimes, or many times, it could be Korov Lamezid on the Tuna Drachim. Like what? Kinesiyah b'mihirut mefurezet l'chodoma, if he's driving, like, he's driving way too fast. Or he's driving, chas v'shalom, with intoxication in the system. He's intoxicated while driving. Or chas v'shalom, he's just driving unsafe. If he drives unsafe, says Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nevin Sal, this is how he holds Alach L'maisa, that someone who drives not safe has a din. It's like Karov Lamezid. He's Karov Lamezid. He has other pieces that holds. He's like a road thief also. If you could shoot his tires if you see him driving unsafely. If you could say, Chas v'shalom, so people could die from this. Therefore, he holds Alach L'maisa over what comes out. Is someone, Cohen, who goes ahead and kills someone in a car accident, and he was driving unsafely, that means even if he does tshuva afterwards, he would not be allowed to do Nesias Kapayim if he put all the psakim over here, halach lemaisa. That's what comes out over here. Now, two more things. What if someone kills a goy, okay, with the same alayah, is this only a Jew? So the tshuva's on Haggas or Shturmach, he brings down even a killing a goy, the same thing would be, it would be usher to do Nesias Kapayim. Rav Avadia just points out, according to Lacha Brura, and number one, it's a machlokas, and he says, Pashit, if it's Shas Milcham or anything like this, then it is not going to be considered a problem, and he's going to be allowed to, a soldier who goes out and kills an enemy, obviously he's not going to be punished, he's going to be allowed to do Birkas Kohanim, even according to Shitas Mechaber over here, and similar to Sikot and Kuf Chav Ches. Mishnah Berurah brings on, what if someone puts a gun to someone's head, to Cohen's head, and says, kill Reuven or else I'm going to kill you. So we all know the halacha is, that's one of the big three, that you have to be, Yarog Al Yavor. Okay, you have to kill yourself, you have him kill you, not kill another. However, this person got too scared, and like probably many of the people, if they're put in the situation, and he did not choose that, and he went in and killed the person. No say as kapav, he could still do nesias kapai in this person, and he says to Mishnah Berurah, even though by ritzicha we hold that he should be killed and not kill someone else, mikol makom over v'lo nerag, if he was transgressus and he killed, lo misul nesias kapai mishol zay, he's not going to become pasul nesias kapai because of this, because at the end of the day, that is not, it's even better than shogeg. It's even better that's called onus, by onus, over in that case, we would say he's allowed to do Birkas Kohanim. And I just want to point out another thing from Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nevin Sal, maybe this will answer this question. A lot of people are going to ask over here. The next halacha we're going to get to is talking about someone who is a mumar. Okay? Completely goes off the derech. Okay? Whatever it might be. And then he wants to do tshuva, he comes back. The mechaber over there is going to bring down a yesh omrim that we accept the Baal Tshuva. We accept the Baal Tshuva. Over here, similarly, why don't we accept the Baal Tshuva by killing? By mumar, yes. By killing, no. I believe this goes very nicely. Rav Nevin Sal is a whole mahalach. When it comes to the iser of killing someone, chas v'shalom, of someone dying, that is different by all other mitzvahs. And that's why we see so many, the whole idea of ir miklat and many other things. We don't see, we see it differently by killing and other things. Why? Because by killing is the only mitzvah that a Kodesh Baruch Hu cares about the outcome. By all other mitzvahs, they're for us, keeping Shabbos, okay, Avodah Zarah, even all these terrible, terrible averas that we even get skila for. Nevertheless, if it's done b'shogeg, there's a lot of times we're going to be forgiven, and nothing's going to happen at all, because, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't care if someone turns a light on Shabbos. Okay, it's for you, you're supposed to keep a Shabbos connect to Kadosh Baruch Hu. The only mitzvah that Kadosh Baruch Hu really cares about the outcome is chas v'shalom, someone takes another Jew's life. If someone takes another person's life, in that case, the outcome matters. And therefore, even if someone kills b'shogeg, there's a whole parsha called Ari Miklat, because it's not just stam. Okay, you just did a maisa. Other things you did a maisa b'shogeg, you did a maisa on Shabbos b'shogeg, okay, you're a putter, you don't have to bring a karban, you're done with, okay, you try to be a little more careful next time. When it comes to a person's life, it's completely different. And therefore, perhaps that's the why over here, tshuva is not even going to help, at least for Birkas Kaspayim. Tshuva obviously helps. It's going to help, perhaps, erase part of the mistake in Shemayim, but at the end of the day, over here for Birkas Kohanim, we don't want him going ahead and do Birkas Kohanim. He took someone's life. We don't want those hands blessing the rest of the nation. Killing is different by all of the mitzvahs. Ad kan for today.